Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Dalid Omud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're still in the middle of Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, which deals with the halachos of Kriyas Sefer Torah. And we begin at Sif Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Im Shuliach Tzibah Rotsu Levarach Liatzbo V'Likros Tzorach Shiamur Acheretzlo. If the person who is laning says he would like to get the Aliyah, as well as laning, he'd like to get the Aliyah, so then that's perfectly okay. So he can do this. However, he should make sure that somebody else is standing next to him. Tzorach shiyamod acher etzlo. Somebody has to stand next to him, because shekishem shenitna Torah aydei sarsur. Just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah at Har Sinai, he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, who then gave it to the people. So too, kach anu tzrichim linhog bo aydei sarsur. So we also have to have this like middleman, so to say, in between the giving of the Torah and giving it to Klal Yisrael. So the person who's laning, he normally would be standing up there with the person who's getting the Aliyah, as well as the Gabbai. So here, since he's getting both, he's the laner and getting the Aliyah, so there has to be some other people standing up there, as we'll explain momentarily in the Mishneh Berurah. Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishneh Berurah writes, who was the seer, sir? Who Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a sudden. This is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. D'chsiv, Onochi Yomeid Ben Hashem Uveinechem. So to say, Moshe stood between HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol and the Jewish people. So therefore, when a person's getting an aliyah over here, so there has to be somebody in between. And that's what we say in Sivkot and Tez Zayin. The Mishneh Berurah writes, Noagin Shagabai, or Akona HaMitzvos, either the Gabbai or the person that is in charge of this mitzvah of selling the aliyos, Omid Eitzel Sefer Torah. He stands next to the Sefer Torah on one side. The Zenikros Sgan, he's also referred to as the Sgan, the Gabbai. Kidei Shia Gimel. So you have three people, the person who's getting the aliyah, the person who's laning, and the skan. Hainu shaskan hu kebiyocho b'mkom Hashem Yisbaruch. The skan, so to say, functions in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kebiyocho. Shu mitzava likros l'chom yishirtzah. He's the one that, so to say, gives out the aliyahs. And he assigns who shall lane. Vakore hu aserser. And the one who's laning, he's the serser. B'mkom Moshe. He's in, quote, in place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ola, and the person who's getting the aliyah, Umakabel, he's the one who's accepting the Torah from Moshe, from the Baal Kriya. Bimkom Kol Yisrael, he's standing in place of all of Klal Yisrael, or Rishlichusim, he's so to say acting as their Shaliach, as the messenger on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And this is brought down in the name of the Levush. Therefore, Uba Emes, Zeo Minok HaKadmonim, this is an early custom, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shu Shlosha Om Dimetzel Sefer Torah, they have three people standing by the Sefer Torah. Kemoshe Kosu Bim Mesecha Sofrim, Perik Yadal, Halocha Yadal, it is brought down in the tractate called Mesecha Sofrim from amongst the, quote, minor tractates. Vuhuva Zeh Be'or Zeruah Hilcho Shabbos, and this is brought down by the Or Zeruah as well in his Halochos on Shabbos. However, one difference, Elo Shishom Yisot Tam Acher Lozeh, he brings down a different reason for having this, not what we just said, but a different reason. And this is his words. It's not optimal. Shiyamod hachazin yichid l'fnei teva, for the chazit to stand by himself by the shulchan reading from the Torah, because he's reading and he's getting the aliyah. So it's not proper that he should do this by himself. What's more proper is elishiyamdu imo echod limino v'echod l'smolo kineged avos. He should have a person to his right and a person to his left, and this way the three people are kineged the avos. The Mishneh Berurah adds in the name of the Sefer Shari Ephraim, mizei yesh shlomo. From this we can learn sheyesh livchor l'skan, that one should choose as the person to be the gabbai, ish nichbad, a very respected person, or ba'masim tovim, a very righteous person who has a lot of good deeds, the das habrios nochemenu, and that the people should be happy with him being the gabbai. Why? Shelo yachshedu shebishvil hanoas atzmo, that the people shouldn't suspect because of some personal benefit that he's getting. Alei zasibo, or for whatever the reason, yismoch kovod l'misheino roy o behifoch, that he may give a person who doesn't deserve a kovod, or a person who deserves a kovod doesn't get it, for whatever his willy-nilly reasoning is. And if you pick somebody that's not beloved by the people and respected by the people, they're going to question, why did he give so-and-so an aliyah? Why did he not give so-and-so an aliyah? And likewise, it's the responsibility of the tzibur not to question what's the skan doing, what's the gabbai doing. And they should judge him favorably under all circumstances, even if they don't understand. Why did he give so and so the aliyah? Why did he not give so and so the aliyah? And if he does make a mistake in their opinion, they shouldn't judge him harshly, but they should just assume that he was a little bit off the track for a second, and he made a mistake in his estimation of who should be getting the aliyah. And if in fact he did call up somebody that it wasn't appropriate, and they assume that the skan did this in order to make them upset, So imnaga yiras Hashem bovovo, yeshlo lisapek v'lo yomalo dover. The skan shouldn't fight back when they yell at him. He should just take it on the chin. V'yiso kal v'chomer b'nafshon. He should make the following kol v'chomer for himself. Im koritz mechomer tipoim rucho b'negoa b'kzei kvod kichon asara. If I'm getting upset over here, they're attacking me. Then how much more so should I not get angry that they're taking offense at the Torah? And the Torah shouldn't be the cause of a lack of shalom bayis over here. It shouldn't be the cause of a fight. And therefore, I should let it calmly slide by. And if they're attacking me, I should just let it pass. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes and says, "Vamavir amidosa." If a person can control himself and not get angry in this situation, "Mavir lo al kol pishaof." Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, "You allow them to make fun of you and to do things that are inappropriate to you, and you didn't say anything. So I will also look the other way when you do things that are inappropriate. I will look the other way as well." This is a major, by the way, a major way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. If a person treats others with tremendous kindness and with tremendous forgiveness, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him the same way. And if somebody out of haughtiness goes and fights with the Gabbai, the Gabbai should not fight back with him, and he shouldn't run away and say, "I don't need this, I need this like a hole in my head," but he should just stand there quietly and take it. And if the Gabbai gets upset and he runs away and he doesn't stand in his place, then he will be punished. Because if the other person sinned against the Gabbai, what right does the Gabbai have to sin against the Torah, so to say? Because now the Sefer Torah is bereft. Nobody's up there being the Gabbai, and everybody's wondering what's going to happen next. And therefore, that's inappropriate. And everybody here should go and think about what they're doing and make sure that they're doing it all correctly, because the bottom line is it's all the Kovod HaMakom, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kovod HaTorah. And this is Ad Kan Lashono Bekitz. These are the words of the Shari Ephraim. Now we go on to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, "Ein HaTzibur Rashoim Lanos Omein Ashetichla Brocha Mipi HaKorei." The Tzibur shouldn't say Omein until the person getting the Aliyah has finished saying the Brocha, until he says the last words, "Baruch Ata Hashem Nosein HaTorah." The Tzibur then should answer Omein together. And then the Baal Korei, Vein HaKorei, Rashoi Likros Betorah Achichla Omein Mipi HaTzibur. He should not start delaying until the entire Tzibur, as we'll see, has finished saying Omein. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains, "Vafilu yesh anoshim shemarichim biyomein." Even if there's some people that are saying a very elongated omein, tzorich lahamtin aleim, you have to wait for them to finish their omein, because the ha'kulam tzrichim lishmo hakriya, because everybody's obligated to hear the laning, even those people that are stretching out the omein, and therefore l'chein tzorich hakori lahamtin afilu al hamiyad shiigmuru ha'omein. The chazan, the laner, has to go and wait till those people have finished their omein to give them a chance to hear the entire laning, and only then v'achakach yaschil is kro. Furthermore, Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'kosu achronim." He brings this down in the name of the Chuvas Maramitz and the Eliyahu Rabba and the Shagas Ayeh. Shaminok shakori one amen matzibu b'kol rom. The minhag is that the person laning answers amen out loud, very out loud. Amen. Umamshich bo kitzas yosim matzibur, and he says it longer and louder than the tzibur. Bichtei shavinu shemaskul lekros v'yatu ozel lishmo. There's a purpose behind this. It's a universal custom, and that's to make sure that all the people know that we're about to start the laning, and everybody should be quiet and pay attention and listen attentively. And then immediately he should go and begin after he concludes the Amen. There shouldn't be a pause at that point in time. Many times, unfortunately, you have to wait for quiet. And really, ideally, as soon as they start the bracha, everybody should be silent. And certainly when the Baal Kori says, Amen, everybody should be absolutely silent. And then he can start the laning right away without having to pause. Furthermore, v'tov sheyafsik kitzas bein omein l'haskola sakriya. He should start immediately, but there should be a slight pause in between the omein and the start of the laning. So people shouldn't think shlo yenira machmas neginas omein shudovuk el mashakore. The people shouldn't think that somehow the omein is part of what he's reading. There should be a pause, and then they see he starts the laning almost immediately afterwards. We skipped Dirshu footnote number 7, which discusses the order of the people standing next to the Shaliach Tzibur, the laner, over here when they get the Aliyah. So the Ayavitz brings down, this is the opinion of the Kafachaim as well, Sha'ola l'toru yamod liyamin Shaliach Tzibur. The person who's laning, that's the Shaliach Tzibur again. So the person getting the Aliyah stands to his right. Vaskan yomod l'smolo. And the person who's the Gabbai stands to the left of the person laning. So the person laning is in the middle between these two people. Baruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, Shyamdo Shaliach Tzibur Vaskan Mishnetzdo the Ola. The person getting the Aliyah is in the middle, and you have the person who's laning to his left, and the Skan, the Gabbai, is to the right. Tiktos HaShulchan brings down, Kosov Shiesh HaNoagim Shaskan Omid Miyamin HaBima, that the skan stands to the right of the bima, of the Shulchan, Eitzel Al Ola Torah, to the right of the person getting the Aliyah. Uviyadu Yad HaSuyim HaKasev, he has the silver yad in his hand, Laharos Lekore HaMokom SheOmid Bo, to show the place for the person to get the Aliyah. In Makari Atzim Mavarch, if the person who's laning is getting the bracha himself, he's getting the aliyah. So the Yavitz brings down Sheish Lahamid Odom Acher Liyamino Besakriya, then somebody else should stand to his right during the laning. Again, this is the sheet of the Yavitz who says that the Gabbai stands to the left, so somebody else should stand to the right of the person who's laning, who's now also getting the aliyah. Because Liolam Tzor Shlosho Anoshim Yisovel Sefer Torah Shalabima, because you need three people no matter what. The issue foot number 8 brings down, whenever you have somebody who's being motzi other people, so you have to make sure that you wait till they answer amen, and then you do what you're doing. Even though the people that are stretching out the amen are doing something wrong. And he says, we brought this down already previously when we were talking about duchening, that after the Kohanim make the bracha, kishonim tzosav shel Aaron, so eino mashoi lahaschol yivarechecha until everybody has finished answering amen. Shekivin sheyeshchiv al kol am lishmos bracha mipi haKohanim, because everybody has the obligation to hear it, even the people that are stretching out the amen, you have to wait for them. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Yicholim likros shnei achim zechazeh. It is permissible to call up two brothers, one after the other, to get an aliyah, and likewise, v'abein acharav, likewise the son can be called up after the father. V'ein minichim ela bishul ayin hara. However, he says that the custom is not to allow this because of an ayin hara. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches explains, Pirush, min hadin ein shum chashash iser. Technically, there is no iser calling up these close relatives one after the other, father and a son or two brothers. V'alkein im karu. Therefore, if they did call them up without realizing it, ukvar ola, and they went up already, lo yere, they don't have to go down. So let's say they called up the father for the first liya, and then they called up the son right afterwards without realizing it. So if he went up already, he doesn't have to go down. However, l'chatchila ein menichim likros mishum ayin hara. However, l'maisa, we do not allow the father and son or two brothers to get aliyahs back to back because of this concept of ayin hara. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, zelo ke'orchos hachayim. This is not like the orchos chayim from the Rosh. Hasover sheyesh iser likros l'toril shnei achim, who says that there's an absolute iser to go and call up two people. O avim b'no b'zeh harzeh. He says it's actually halachically incorrect, not just a bad idea because of ayin hara. He says the reason is because they're psuli edus, and therefore the Torah, when you get it, is edus Hashem ne'amana, so it's improper to have two people consecutively that are psuli edus, like two relatives. Dushu foot number 11 brings down, if they didn't call up the other person, then they shouldn't call him up even though they were intending to do so. Once he's up there already, you don't have him sit down, but don't call him up if he hasn't gone up there already. Dushu foot number 12 brings down, what about giving two brothers Hagba and Galila? So Rav Yashiv says, mutter, permissible. And likewise is the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita, that it also is permissible. I saw brought down in the name of Shlomo Zalman that he also permitted this, but he said, in this situation, you shouldn't call them up by name. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutes writes because of this ayin hara. And he says, "V'ein nafkamina ben achim min av o min aim." This has no difference whether it's only maternal brothers or only paternal brothers. Any type of brother, you shouldn't call up one after the other because of this ayin hara. V'afilu omrim shein makbidim al ayin hara. Even if they say we're not concerned about this ayin hara, it doesn't bother us, you still don't do this. V'yesh machmir, and there are those that are machmir afilu av im ben beno mishum einu bisha. There are those that are worried about this ayin hara even for a grandfather to a grandson. But in their extenuating circumstances, yesh lahatir im ben beno, grandfather could be called up right with his grandson after him. The issue footnote number 13 brings down that actually, if this is through your daughter, a grandson through your daughter, the kapachaim is more mekel, and he says ein lahachmir. The Ramah then states, "V'afilu mechod hu ashvi." If one of the people that's the father and son, let's say, is getting shvi, and the other one ve'echod hu hamaftir, lo yikra sheni b'shmo mishum ayin hara. You still shouldn't call up the next person by his name because of the ayin hara concern. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chaf writes, "Rotzulomar avshem avsikin b'kaddish bein tayim." Even though there's a kaddish in between, mikol mokom mikrei zachazet. It's still called one after the other, and you shouldn't do this if you're going to call them up by name. Even they mafsik acher bein tayim, because there's no other person in between them getting the aliyah. V'davku b'shabbos ein motzim sefer Torah acheres l'maftir. This is only talking about on a Shabbos where you don't have a special Shabbos and a special maftir, and you're taking out a second sefer Torah. But if you are taking out a second sefer Torah for the motzim sefer Torah acheres mutter, then it would be permissible to call up a father and a son from two different sefer Torah. Likewise, if the person who's getting the aliyah after his father is not yet bar mitzvah, they would in those days give a below bar mitzvah age boy the maftir, so that would be mutter as well. Dershifuta number 14 deals with what happens when you have three Sefer Torah and there is no Kaddish in between it, Ayin Shom and Dershifuta number 14. He also deals there with what happens with Chosin Torah, Chosin Bereshis, can you call up two brothers? And he brings down from the Munkacha Rebbe and others that this would be permissible. This is based upon the Shiori Knesset Sagdol, who says that whenever you have two different Svarim, Ein Lochosh Mishum Ayin Hara, you don't have to be concerned about an Ayin Hara. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chaf Aleph writes that you shouldn't call them up by name, as opposed to in a place where they never called up the maftir by his name, they would just say the maftir should come up. Since they never say his name, then you certainly can call up a father and a son or two brothers, because you're not ever calling up the second person by name. The dafuk with Malkum Shinogim came, but this is only permissible in a place where they always do it this way. They never call up the person who's getting mopped by his name. But to just say, well, we want to call up a father and then a son, so we just won't mention the son's name. Avolasos came, but Malkum Shinogim Lugros Hashem, in the place where they normally do call him up by name, lo, then you shouldn't do this. Because that will be certainly, hey, how come they didn't call him up by name? Oh, it's a father and a son, and that will be an Ayin Hara. Likewise, in places where the minog was that the person who got the seventh aliyah didn't get called up by name, then the same thing would apply. Then you call up a father and a son or two brothers for shishi and shvi. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Ola l'migdol, the one who's getting up to the Sefer Torah, to the Bima, Ola b'pesach shehu lo b'derech kitzar b'mkomo, should go up to get the aliyah in the shortest route possible, to show his interest and his alacrity in getting the aliyah. V'yerid mi'amigdol b'derech acher, and he should go down in a different route, shulo derech aruka al makomo, a longer route to his place than the shorter route that he took to go up to get the aliyah, again to show his reluctance in leaving the Sefer Torah. V'mshnei hadrochem shavim, if both routes are the same distance, so then ole b'pesach shulo b'derech yomin, v'yori b'pesach shinu kenegdo. He should go up on the right and come down on the left. The Ramah adds, "V'lo yirid atsholo kvar haroy likros achrov," and he shouldn't leave the Sefer Torah until the next person who's getting the Aliyah is ready to go up there for the Aliyah. We'll see in a moment the Mishnah Berurah extends this even further. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis writes, "He should take the shortest route mishum kvod hatzibur shlo yamtinu olav harbi." This is to show not only his alacrity, that will be the second reason, but also because you don't want to delay the tzibur. He's running up there to get the Aliyah, therefore the tzibur won't be delayed. And then the second reason is Mishum Kovat HaTorah, Laharu Shichaviv Olav U'Mahar L'Kroz Bah. He's desirous of getting up there as soon as possible. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Gimel writes, he should take the Derech Aruka to come down, Shlo Teinir Olav Kamasa. L'Shun Lukher was a burden for him, can't wait to come down. Sivkot and Chav Dalet, he should go up in the Pesach, Kedamrin B'Almo, Kopino Shatapone Lo Ye'ela Derech Yomin. When the equal of choice to go, he should go the rightward way, because we always go towards the right, as it was in the custom in the Beis HaMikdash. Sivkot and Chav Hei, V'Yeri B'Pesach Shekenedo, go down the other route. V'Yasim Hula Zeh, Mikwa the Yechesko, this is based upon the Pasuk in Yechesko, Perek Menvav, Duxiv Lo Yoshev Derech Hashar, Asher Bo Bo, Ki Nichcho Yetzeh. You don't go out in the same way that you came in. And he says, "V'gam haChazan shishamol l'chasev Torah l'teva." Nami hadin zed. When the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah to the Bima from the Oren Kodesh, he should go in one way, and when he returns, he should go in the other way. Shalom b'derech yomin v'yeri m'teva pesach shenegdo. You go on the right side, which is the faster way to get to the Bima. V'efshod the Sefer Torah la'olam ola b'derech yomin. He says, maybe even if that's the longer way, you always go the right with the Sefer Torah. Apilu m'derech haruk, even if it's a longer route. Nowadays, where the Bima is right in the middle, opposite the Aron Kodesh, going right or left, they're both the same, as the Ramah brings down, and then they should go on the right side. Somebody gets an aliyah, he should go up immediately. However, lo yoritz, he shouldn't run. Because it's improper for him to run, because of the covet of Beis HaKnesses and the Tzibur, but he should go up there with alacrity to show his zrizus and desire to do the mitzvah. Sivkot and Chavav, Ad Sha'ola, person getting the Aliyah should stay up there until the next person comes up to get the Aliyah. Mishum Kvod Sefer Torah, Shlo Yenichen Levado. So you shouldn't leave the Sefer Torah bereft of anybody if he got the Aliyah and leaves, and the next person's not yet up there, so the Sefer Torah wouldn't have anybody buy it. Then he adds the Mishnah Berurah, that is, V'aminog L'hamtin Ad Shemaschel Hasheni HaBrocha. The minog is to wait until the second person actually starts his Brocha. V'medaktikim, Choshin Shebederech, Lo yuchlu lishmoa kriya kogen. If you would only wait up there till he got the first bracha beforehand, and then you went back to your seat, you wouldn't be able to hear the laning properly. Therefore, lochei mamtinim ad sheyisayim hasheni. Therefore, the custom is for the person getting the previous aliyah to stay up there until the next guy's aliyah is over. The yardim megarva legarva, and then you go down in between the aliyos. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that you should really stay up there until the end of the bracha. And he brings us down the name of Chai Adam, Mishum Shabahalicha, Lo Yuchal Lishmos Abracha, because while he's walking back to a seat, he won't be able to hear the Bracha as well. And that is the minhag, you stay up there until the end of the Bracha, concluding the Aliyah after you get your Aliyah. That concludes today's shir.